Good morning, and welcome to you and our radio audience. We appreciate you tuning in, and we hope that you'll listen for the duration of this program as we attempt to speak only those things from God's holy and inspired Word. If at any time you have a question about something that's said on this program, or if you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like for us to deal with on the program, please feel free to contact us at the information given by the announcer or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastabbotville.org. Who or what controls your life? What's your astrological sign? Under what sign of the zodiac were you born? Do you regularly or even occasionally seek guidance from your horoscope? Do you believe that one sign determines his or her character, and maybe will even determine one's compatibility with those of a different sign? You know, while most people probably don't take such things seriously, many do. So I want to offer two reasons that Christians should completely and thoroughly reject astrology. First of all, astronomy, don't confuse the two. Astronomy is a natural science that studies celestial objects, objects of interest that are like planets and moons, stars, galaxies, comets, and things like that. Astronomy, which is what we're talking about in our study today, is the study of the movement and the relative positions of the celestial objects as a means for determining information about human affairs and terrestrial events. So we're talking about astrology, not astronomy. First of all, astrology implies that there are forces other than the Almighty God that are in control. We know that when God created the sun, the moon, and the stars, and we read about that in Genesis 1, beginning with verse 14, then God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth." And it was so. Then God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. God set them in the firmament of the heavens to give light on the earth. So truly, God created the sun, the moon, and the stars. He gave the sun the power to heat the earth, and both the sun and the moon provide for us light. The Lord also made the moon to control the tides, which serves a very useful purpose in cleansing the bays and the harbors. And before we had the technology that exists today, the stars were vital to navigation on both land and on sea. Well, all of this is to say that the sun, moon, and the stars were intended by God to play important roles in the lives of people, just not the roles that are assigned them by astrology. If you want to know which way is north, the stars can help. But if you want to know which direction your life should take, for that you will need the guidance that God has provided in the Scriptures. It's in 2 Timothy, we read in chapter 3, beginning with verse 16, "All Scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, completely equipped unto all good works." In fact, long ago, Isaiah announced that judgment was coming upon Babylon. And with sarcasm, he suggested that they turn to the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators so that they might stand up and save you from all that shall come upon you. Let's read about this in Isaiah in chapter 47, beginning with verse 12. "Stand now with your enchantments, and the multitudes of your sorceries, in which you have labored from your youth. Perhaps you will be able to profit, perhaps you will prevail. You are wearied in the multitude of your counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, and the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from what shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be your stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. And Isaiah goes on to add that these who gaze at the stars for guidance will not only be unable to help the people, but will themselves be destroyed by God's judgment against Babylon. We read verse 14. Let's read it again, and now also read verse 15 in Isaiah 47. Verse 14, behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. It shall not be a coal to be warmed by, nor a fire to sit before. Now look at verse 15. Thus shall they be to you with whom you have labored, your merchants from your youth. They shall wander each one to his quarter. No one will save you. But also, we see that astrology is condemned because it fails the same challenge the Lord issued to the idols over in Isaiah chapter 41 in verse 22, when he called upon them to declare unto us things to come. Let's read Isaiah 41, verse 22. He said, let them bring forth and show us what will happen. Let them show the former things what they were, that we may consider them and know the latter end of them, or declare to us things to come. See, the idols of the 8th century before Christ was born, what we're talking about here in Isaiah 41, with the children of Israel, they could not foretell the future. And they were even denounced as nothing. Notice Isaiah 41, verse 24. Indeed, you are nothing, and your work is nothing. He who chooses you is an abomination. So they were nothing. And the same can be said concerning astrologers. Astrologers may occasionally guess it right, but have never been able to provide consistently correct insight into the future. Know that the Lord God reigns and has not given control of this universe to Saturn or Orion or any other celestial object. In fact, to participate in astrology is to deny that God is Almighty. But second, to believe that our destiny is determined by the sign under which we were born is to deny the plain teachings of Scripture regarding individual responsibility and individual accountability. When did God ever excuse anyone's behavior because that's the way Capricorns are? You know, the statement that the soul who sins shall die. The soul who sins shall die. That's in Ezekiel 18 and verse 20. Let's read it. The soul who sins shall die. The son shall not bear the guilt of the father, nor the father bear the guilt of the son. The righteous of the righteous shall be upon himself, and the wickedness of the wicked shall be upon himself. So you see, the statement that the soul who sins shall die will hold true regardless of how the stars were aligned on the day of a person's birth or at the time of one's sin. In fact, the Bible frequently speaks of choosing either to serve God or to reject him. And never once does it even hint that this choice is determined by anything other than our own free will. You see, astrology is wrong to suggest that our character is determined by the stars and not by our own choice of flesh versus spirit. We're given the list of those two, the list of the flesh and the list of the spirit, in Galatians 5, verses 13 through 26. We don't have time to read them on this program, but if you're taking notes or if you have your Bible in hand, turn it to Galatians 5. And when the program is concluded, start reading at verse 26. You'll see the list of the works of the flesh, and then you'll see the fruit of the Spirit. And the point is that our character is not determined by the stars, and our character is determined by our own choice of whether we choose to live according to the flesh or whether we choose to live according to the Spirit. In fact, the matter that man is fully capable of choice is seen in a number of passages. Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 through 20, is one of those passages. Many of us are familiar with the statement that Joshua made in Joshua 24, verses 14 and 15, when he says, "Choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of the Amorites or whether the God of heaven." But he said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Also, there's passages like Matthew 11, verses 28 through 30, and Revelations, and just Revelation 22 and verse 17, a number of passages that show us that we are truly capable as a human race of choice. But what about this notion that people may be incompatible because of the signs under which they were born? For example, astrologists say that Capricorns and Leos should have or will have turbulent relationships, while a Virgo or will have similar difficulties with an Aries. See, the Bible repeatedly teaches, love your neighbor as yourself. In Matthew 5 and verse 44, we're told to love our enemies, and it never even hints that we're excused from loving our neighbor or our enemy if they happen to be of the wrong astrological sign. Do we honestly think that we'll be granted an exemption on the day of judgment from the teachings of Matthew 5:44 because we were astronomically incompatible? Well, though astrology is not specifically mentioned in Deuteronomy 18, the Lord strongly condemned everything that was associated with the occult. And God told the Israelites they were to avoid all associations with it. Look with me at Deuteronomy 18 as we begin our reading in verse 10. "There shall not be found among you anyone who makes his son or his daughter pass through the fire, or one who practices witchcraft, or a soothsayer, or one who interprets omens, or a sorcerer, or one who conjures spells, or a medium, or a spiritualist, or one who calls up the dead. For all who do these things are an abomination to the Lord, and because of these abominations, the Lord your God drives them out from before you." See, the Canaanites were driven out of the land of Canaan because they sought guidance from sources and power other than God. Will the Lord be any more pleased today if we are looking to the skies and not to the scriptures? That's something we need to think about. And we see our time is gone. We appreciate so much your listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow. And it's until then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we turn you to our announcer.